You've said that 50 years of civil rights awareness in our country can't eradicate centuries of racism.
That's a very accurate statement. We still suffer from the effects of slavery in this country. We suffer from the effects of Jim Crowism. I will say this to you, that we have improved significantly in this country. I was born in 1960. And the year that I was born, there were places, I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, there were places that my parents could not go in the city without fear of being assaulted or even killed. There were situations all over the South where you could not go to a restroom, you couldn't go to a swimming pool. I remember traveling to the South to go see my grandmother. We had to go to the restroom at the side of the road because we couldn't go in a gas station.
What's different for a black citizen in Lane County, with its racial community of less than 1% of the population, as compared to an African-American living in a predominantly black community, as you perhaps did when you were younger?
It's the old adage that sometimes you feel like a fly in the buttermilk. You stand out in ways that most people don't stand out in bigger cities. You don't have the luxury of anonymity. This community, where you go, what you do, is magnified by the fact that against the backdrop of our white community and our white citizens, you kind of stand out because of the color of your skin.
Is there anything about the social environment that you personally encounter as a black man that you wish you could change?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. So about 2 months ago, I was in a restaurant here in Eugene. Well, I had my meal, paid for my meal. I went across the restaurant, went down this aisle. To my left, there was a couple and two young children. And as I walked down the aisle, the two young children, one couldn't have been more than maybe a year and a half. The other one was definitely not over three. The oldest one stood up in the booth and pointed at me and said, "Look, he's a nigger."
This is Eugene.
November 2013. So that was one of those moments where you, as a person of color, as an African-American, you have a choice to make. How should I deal with this? What should I do? Should I approach these folks? And I made a decision right there at the moment. I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to keep walking past them, not look at them, keep my head up and keep going straight. And that's exactly what I did. And as I turned around and looked, the guy must have been the father. He was waving and smiling at me. And I thought that that was really weird and odd. I'm not really angry about that. One thing that my grandmother always told me was, don't make unimportant people important.
Is this kind of an insult typical of slights that you experience all the time?
It happens from time to time. It's not a daily thing.
We've heard all these stories about security people in stores who pay a lot more attention to people of color than they do to a white person in the store.
That happens, too.
As the only African-American person on the city council currently, does that create any kind of special situations for you?
Not really in terms of my colleagues or in terms of the staff that I interact with on a daily or regular basis. I work with a great set of people. It's just when I go home and I open up my email and I get some of the most nasty, vile kinds of things that are thrown at me just based on my race. From a small segment of individuals in the community, most of the things that I get in terms of email messages and phone messages are great. You know, I have some tremendous constituents and people that I really love who are my neighbors and my friends out in the Bethel area.
Well, I wish we had a lot more time to talk, but I do have one final question for you, Greg. Have you found the election of a black president to have been a boon to racial understanding or just a way for the white majority to claim racism a thing of the past?
It's the latter, and I'll tell you why. We have large gaps between whites and other people of color in terms of academic achievement, large gaps in terms of employment.
Black unemployment is significantly higher than that of white unemployment.
It's absolutely the case with other minorities as well.
Greg Evans, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate having you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Claude. It was definitely a pleasure.